Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 30th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. In a blog post, Xbox chief Phil Schiller wrote that Microsoft plans to make Xbox Game Studio PC games available in multiple stores, including the Steam Marketplace, at launch. Microsoft plans to add over 20 Xbox Game Studios to Steam, starting with Gears of War 5 and all Age of Empires 1, 2, and 3 Definitive Editions. Spencer further stated Microsoft will support voice and text chat, friends list, and cross-play across PC and console to all Xbox Game Studio titles. Microsoft is also opening up support for native Win32 apps in the Windows Store, which previously was limited to Universal Windows Platform apps. Bloomberg reports that, according to sources, as a condition of approving the Sprint-T-Mobile merger, the U.S. Justice Department wants the companies to lay the groundwork for a fourth national carrier. Bloomberg cited analyst Blair Levin, who speculated a fourth competitor could come from the cable industry, which would have enough spectrum, provided a virtual network deal could be reached with the merged T-Mobile Sprint. A group of 47 civil society organizations, security experts, and tech companies, including Apple, Google, Microsoft, and WhatsApp, published an open letter on Lawfare criticizing a proposal by the UK intelligence agency GCHQ to eavesdrop on encrypted messages. The GCHQ proposal originally argued that law enforcement should be added as a ghost participant to all encrypted messaging conversations, rather than requiring building in a back door. It appeared in November as part of a series of essays, not necessarily as a legislative priority. The response letter states the proposal would require injecting a ghost public key into conversations, which would undermine the authentication process that enables users to verify that they are communicating with the right people, introduce potential unintentional vulnerabilities, and increase the risk that communication systems could be abused or misused. Hulu Senior Vice President Pete Naylor announced that the streaming service has 82 million subscribers, 58 million of which are on the $5.99 per month ad-supported tier. Naylor also announced the company has capped ad breaks to 90 seconds and is experimenting with ads to cater to binge watchers, like allowing viewers who've watched two consecutive episodes to choose to see a 90-second ad in order to get the next episode commercial-free. In 2018, Hulu made $1.5 billion in ad revenue. Google updated terms of service in Google Play, requiring game publishers to clearly disclose the odds of receiving items for loot boxes and other in-game lotteries. Apple introduced a similar requirement in the App Store in late 2017. Logitech has a new tool for virtual artists. The Logitech VR Ink Stylus brings fine motor control for creating in virtual reality. Logitech is showing off the tech this week at the Augmented World Expo, the AR and mixed reality event in Santa Clara, California. Right now, it only works with Steam VR tracking and the HTC Vive. Logitech will work with creative software companies to integrate the Logitech VR Ink technology into their software so that it can work with various 3D models and other things. It's already integrated into Google Tilt Brush, a VR art program. NXP Semiconductor announced an agreement to buy the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth business unit from Marvell for $1.76 billion. NXP Semiconductor is the largest automotive chip supplier and will use the acquisition to add connectivity to existing products. NXP CEO Rick Clemmer stated he believes that low-power Wi-Fi will be the standard for communication between cars and will be more significant to drivers than 5G in the next 5 years. On June 3rd, the Lockport City School District in New York will begin the first facial recognition pilot project across its 8 schools. The trial will use a $1.4 million AEGIS system to look for level 2 and 3 sex offenders, students and staff who have been suspended or put on leave, and other individuals ordered not to be present on school district property. An object recognition system will also be used to detect 10 types of guns. Video footage will be kept for 60 days and then erased from the server. The trial will serve to troubleshoot the system and train officials ahead of a plan to make it broadly operational on September 1st. And finally, Google confirmed it is rolling out the ability to see speed limits, stationary, and mobile speed cameras in Google Maps to more than 40 countries. The update is coming to both iOS and Android, with Android users also able to report speed cameras in the app. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and you can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.